This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, it's just me, 5 Minute University. Class, if you'd like to call in and you'd like to fill out my report card and let me know and let the class know what you think of USA Prepares, you can call in. 866-582-9933. If you're a detractor and you want to make a comment, I'd love to hear that too. 866-582-9933. I'm not begging for calls. I've got a lot more content for today's class. It's just me today, so I'm thinking this is a good opportunity if you'd like to fill out my report card and tell the class what you think. Okay, so back to energies. So how do we heat? And how do we light, and how do we air condition, and how do we refrigerate, and those kinds of things in our houses? Well, electricity is probably, looks like about 30% of space heating. Natural gas, almost the balance. Water heating, well, electricity, less than half of your hot water is heated with electricity, according to the statistics that I'm reading. And lighting, about 100% is electricity. Air conditioning, about 100% is air conditioning. Refrigeration, about 100% is electricity. Televisions and related equipment, 100% again, electricity. Clothes dryers. Now, there's a small percentage of clothes dryers that run on gas. And we have one. Before the Great Death, I bought a bunch of pairs of appliances, washers and dryers. Probably had, you know, four sets because I didn't want to be subjected to the government's whims on how you have to have these new high-efficiency front loaders that are really particular about the detergent you use, that leak on the floor, that the bearings wear out really fast, that are way overpriced and underperform. I did not want to be subject to that. So I bought about four sets. Might even have a little bit more. And I've got a gas dryer. Runs on propane. And you can get a gas dryer that runs on natural gas as well. So in terms of clothes dryers, I would say the vast majority, probably close to 90% run on electricity, maybe 10% run on natural gas or propane. Cooking, a lot of people have gas cooking appliances. So just about all the other appliances that are not mentioned are probably predominantly over 90% run on electricity. The bottom line is a lot of people heat with gas. Now, way more people heat with gas than cook with gas. So here's the problem. Why are we banning just gas stoves? Why is that even a discussion? This is not doable. This is like electric cars are going to solve the energy problems. They're not. They're causing energy problems. So if more people switch to electric stoves from gas, that will probably break the grid. And I'll tell you why. If you look at the circuit breakers, if you have circuit breakers in your household and you have an electric stove, go look at the circuit breaker that runs the electric stove. It's one of the biggest circuit breakers in terms of amps, A-M-P-S, that there is in your breaker panel. If you have electric heating, that uses a lot of current. If you have a electric stove, that uses a lot of current. If you have a electric hot water heater, that uses a lot of current. And a heat pump uses a lot. But the electric stove, that's a big one. That's like 30 amps, 30. That's huge. Really huge. So switching to electricity, if people get off natural gas and propane and switch to electric cooking, it'll break the grid. That's as big or bigger than the electric chargers will be if everyone switches to electric cars. It cannot be done. You guys are going to be in the dark with the switch off natural gas or propane gas for cooking. This is insanity. So, you know, if I've got the call screen up, if anyone wants to, if you're from the EPA, the federal government, and you want to debate this, we'll do it right now. 866-582-9933. Let's talk about the salvation of getting rid of gas stoves, gas hot water heaters, gas dryers. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about the benefits of electric cars, the net benefits, because the net benefits are all in the minus column. Okay, so some of you wanted to know about the campground, you know, what's happening. Well, we measured the perimeter fenced area. So how much fencing to delineate the campground as an area of our farm, how much fence did that take? 1.43 miles. So if you're wondering how big is the campground, it's fenced in by 1.43, almost 1.5 miles of fence. That's how big the campground is. So if you're wondering why is it taking us a while, that's why. That's why. And how big is it? Well, I can tell you in square feet. 837,794 square feet. Pushing up against the million square foot mark. Now, what does that include? Well, we thought it ought to be pretty darn nice. Coming out of the gate, we wanted to have an extraordinary campground. So we have, of course, the hiking trails. We have the pond. Yeah, we added a pond, a fishing pond. It's stocked with catfish. And we have 25 campsites. And we have nature. That's what it is. So 25 campsites for tent camping. A really neat fishing pond. Now, we're cleaning that up. It's got some trees that, saplings and that sticker bushes were taken out so we can sit out there. We've ordered picnic tables. I'm picking them up in Oklahoma. 6-foot picnic tables so that you'll be able to sit out by the fishing pond and, have your meals out there if you'd like, or if you want to have in the common. That doesn't mean common means shared area where there's a grill, wood grill, and you can cook out there. You can stay at your tent area if you'd like. There's room for four camper trailers. We're trying to minimize that because we don't really want vehicles, driving all over the fields. There's a children's play area with a playhouse, which is really neat. It's like, it's elevated. It's got a roof and it's got, railing around it. There's a tire run for children, a tire run for adults, to run with their children in parallel. And, there's the animals, the cows. Most of the time, you'll be able to see the cows on the other side of the fence. And we want to make sure that the animals don't step on people, so they're fenced away. But you can see them most of the time. And we have the brown eggs. And we have the pink eggs. We have the tan eggs. And we have the blue eggs. So if you'd like to have breakfast, and you'd like to purchase some of our Natural Farms Raised, that's the name of our farm, Natural Farms, LC, as in Natural Farms Limited Corporation, LC. You can buy the eggs, and you can buy our beef. And our beef is 90-10, 10% fat, grass-fed. The cows walk all over the fields, the pasture. They eat the grass. We don't use commercial fertilizer. And it's, I believe, some of the finest beef in the world. So if you want nature, and you don't have to be entertained by singing and dancing and, you know, people on stage and sirens blaring and airplanes flying overhead and all kinds of traffic, if you want to avoid all that, well, that's what you get here at the campground. So we haven't finished the website. That's on me. That task has been assigned to me. I've got lots and lots of pictures. It's really, really something. And I'd love to hear, I'll tell you when I finish, or when I publish the website, I'd love to hear your comments. You know, positive, negative, constructive criticism, those kinds of things. But I truly believe it's extraordinary. It really is. And you might see me, you know, you might see me around, if you decide to camp here. You'll have to register on the internet and pay for the campsite on the internet. But this is not like trailer parking. This is not entertainment. This is escape from the hustle and the bustle to tranquility. That's really what we're offering. And if you're thinking about getting out of Dodge, this might be a good first step. You know, what is it like to be out of Dodge? What's it really like? And I know that when Mrs. Finelli and I got out of Dodge in the 1980s, the end of the 1980s, one of the first things that we saw was, it's dark. No streetlights, no traffic, no police sirens, no ambulance sirens, no helicopters. No jets taking off, no interstate. It's remote from all that. This campsite, our farm, is on a dirt road. It's really quiet. And I think you might find that this might be a good first step to see if you like it. Now, it takes some getting used to. The lack of the sirens, the lack of the noise, the lack of the light pollution, meaning visible light spectrum pollution. It takes a little bit of getting used to. Some people don't like it. Some people feel alone. And I like it. I like feeling apart from, you know, the hustle and bustle and the buses and the taxis and the city lights and city noise and people everywhere. I'm not a big fan of that. I like being out in the middle of nowhere. And that's what our camp is. It's in the middle of nowhere. I'll let you know when the website's ready. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you've got any questions about preparedness, if you have any comments about how is Vincent Finelli doing here at USA Prepares, any comments, suggestions, concerns, or if you'd like to ask questions about the campsite and when it will open, those kinds of things, what our thoughts are, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. And during some of this class, I'm going to talk about what I found with refrigeration. It is really neat. And I don't think anybody else is going to be talking about this or has talked about it. But Charles in Ohio, welcome.
Good morning, Vincent. And
hey.
Hope you're well and the class, too.
Yeah, I am. And you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Great.
Bye. But I don't want to tie up things a lot, but I just had a couple comments. Your work on the overvoltage is really interesting. That's a problem in this urban area I'm in that I haven't seen a lot of. One of our refrigerators is 50 years old. Like you say, things were built with quality back then that you weren't expecting to replace every year, but I'd look at USA Prepares as heads up radio. It's something I can see that would happen, can happen at any time. And if you're aware of some of the problems, it's so much better. And a friend of mine who was sharp like you are, we attended auctions and he was so happy when he got one of those American Power units to regulate for his computer with the battery in it. And, but there's one more thing. I believe it may be Deborah Tavares, but the StopTheCrimes.net has done a lot of work on how their intention isn't just cooking gas. It's to make everything all electric. And see, that's what I've been working on, and I'm really trying to get you get some information to you. Nothing earth shattering, but it's just the things I'm trying to get this message out further, because see, like they say, Klaus Schwab and the former Prime Minister of Britain have come out and said that this is the fourth industrial revolution. And see, my whole thing is, this is in no part, they know, like you say, the amount, the number of stoves that will need replaced. They count that, and they know, because see, their whole thing, well, and I keep saying they, but their whole thing is gross domestic product. It's that how America's doing. It's not how the people who are having to purchase these durable goods are doing. It's how their money is doing and how they're enriched by it. And see, this isn't the first time. Like I say, every time this has happened, it's all about energy. When they transitioned from whale oil, from turpentine and alcohol, and got everyone to do kerosene, it benefited the government because it funnels it all through them. And then the second time when they took and they removed they got Edison, who fought with Rockefeller for dominance in energy for and illumination when he started electric light bulbs. And they were trying to do it then, but they didn't have the technologies then. But now they've got the technology. They can take away. They want to take away the gas. I mean, and that's what the StopTheCrimes.net, she's done work on, where the UN has said they want to remove our access to hydrocarbons. It just makes things hard for them to track and trace. And like you say, they want to switch. They want to cut us off at any time they want to.
Okay, so you mentioned Deborah Tavares. Deborah Tavares is a USA Prepares instructor. She's extraordinary. We haven't had her on the air for quite a while, but and she's really busy. But she is truly great, and she is ringing the alarm at her own peril.
Great, absolutely. Great. And there's another young lady also, or another female that works with her, who is who may be available. And that's why I bring it up. I thought maybe you may want to talk to her, because it relates directly. Because, like I say, they're calling this the fourth industrial revolution. They're doing it again.
Yeah, they are. Hold that thought. My guess is that your refrigerator that's 50 years old is a General Electric. Is that correct?
It's Firestone brand. I'm not sure who made it for them. But
if you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood flash watch. That's about 35 million people facing floods as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they are evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Protection District gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain. with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
The Atlanta, Georgia special grand jury investigating election interference by President Trump has concluded. The group has been dissolved, and it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
That's Charles called in, and he's still with us. Charles Crosley made the Firestone refrigerator. And Crosley was in business around World War I, so a little over 100 years. So it's an old company. And the reason that my guess was that your refrigerator was a General Electric is because around 50 years ago, General Electric made great, great refrigeration products. And they used an external condenser coil on the back. So you'd look at, you know, behind the refrigerator, and you would see these coils that had... the coils would snake up and down, and they'd have horizontal wires welded, mechanically attached to the coils that would add a heat exchanger surface to the condenser coils. And it was a great design, and there's no reason why it shouldn't last 50 years. But what's happened since is the refrigeration manufacturers have gone away from the coils on the back that required no maintenance whatsoever, other than once in a while dusting them or vacuuming the coils. They've gone away from that to making coils smaller and putting a fan in front of them and blowing air on them, which causes dust to get attached to them, which causes constant maintenance. So what a great design it was, and I figured that you had a General Electric. But I'm pretty sure the Crosley, if you look behind it, it's got the coils on the back as well.
Oh, I'm fairly sure you're right. And see, it may be more like 60 years old. It was my father was an employee at Firestone, and he bought it through their company store. But the refrigeration cycle.
Okay, so that makes sense, because they were Firestone was selling refrigeration or refrigerators in the 40s, in 1940. So, yeah, probably more like 60 years old. Charles, one of the things I wanted to talk about, and you're a great person to teach this class with, that's refrigeration. So for our farm, because we are going to sell beef direct from the farm to the customer and to the campers as well, we needed some heavy-duty refrigeration equipment. So I bought a True Manufacturing, manufacturing company, headquartered in St. Louis, Mo, about 3 hours from here. They make commercial freezers, refrigerators. And so if you go into a McDonald's and you see a refrigerator or a freezer, that's probably a True brand. It is top of the line. And I was able to get them secondhand, maybe even fourthhand, because what happens with commercial refrigeration equipment, restaurants buy it and they go out of business, they sell it, and another restaurant picks it up and goes out of business. Restaurants go out of business very frequently. So these are all stainless steel. We have one of them that's a 49 cubic foot freezer, all freezer. Another one that's a 23 cubic foot all freezer. And then we have a glass doored refrigerator. And it's all refrigerator. And they're all made by True. And, you know, I talk about the kilowatt meter. I talk about energy efficiency and tweaking. So I'm experimenting with a refrigerant called R-290. R-290 is propane. It is about 28% more efficient than R-404, 134A, and all the rest of the ozone-destroying refrigerants. It's really, really efficient. So here's what happens. Class, a refrigerator or a freezer requires a compressor, in most cases, unless it's an ammonia evaporator system, which is really good, too, but they're slow on the cool down. But ammonia is a great refrigerant, probably one of the best. But it's toxic, and it's not used very often. I have actually two ammonia-based refrigerators here at the farm. There's no compressor. Do you know that you can have a refrigerator that will run on propane or natural gas? A small flame makes the refrigeration cycle work. No moving parts other than the refrigeration, the ammonia traveling through the tubes, through the heat exchangers. It works really, really well. It's been around for over 100 years. No moving parts. Got two of those, but it's hard to get a big one. I don't even know if they make big ones. Cervell is a company that makes one. I think Rich might have one of those. But anyway, these True Manufacturing brand freezers and refrigerators are truly outstanding, and they do something really neat. They're industrial, they're commercial, they're really heavy. The 23 cubic foot freezer weighs about 300 pounds, not 295, I think. The little 10 foot cubic foot refrigerator, all refrigerator, True brand, weighs 195 pounds. I put casters on it so I can roll it around. And I've been experimenting with the refrigerant. So the True, the midsize, the 23 cubic foot freezer, starts up at about 1,000 watts. And then it settles down to about 550 watts. We'll just say 500 for radio purposes. So it takes 500 watts once this thing settles down. That's after a couple minutes of running the compressor. It works great. But it's a R404 refrigerant. Now, if you look at what happens, there's a compressor that compresses the gas about 150 pounds per square inch. If you listen to an air compressor, like you'd have to inflate tires, when it starts out, the motor runs, you know, smoothly, effortlessly. But when it gets toward the maximum pressure of, let's say, 120 pounds per square inch, that motor's working hard, and that it's really thundering to compress the air. It takes a lot more current at the end of the compression pressure range than it does when the compressor first starts up. Same thing is true with a refrigeration compressor. So the higher the pressure, the more energy it takes. Well, R290 propane refrigerant runs at about 50% less pressure, and it produces more cold, uses less energy. It is at the lowest in the scale of ozone depleting refrigerants, maybe 1% or less of the ozone depleting amount, if you want to call it that, as compared with R404 or R134A or R22 or R12, you know, the other refrigerants. It's magnificent. It works great. So I'm thinking about converting, and don't do this, class. This is dangerous. Don't do it. But you might want to research it. Look up the benefits of refrigerants that are propane or propane and butane, because they are much more efficient, use less energy, don't deplete the ozone like, you know, the other refrigerants that are all being banned. The other ones are all being banned. So this is an old technology. There's nothing new about this. I've been using propane and butane as a refrigerant for over 25 years in tractors and in cars. Now, some people would say, you know, it's really, really dangerous. If you have propane, you know, a pound of propane in your refrigeration system and you have an accident, you can have an explosion. Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. But what about the gas in your gas tank? Could that explode? Of course. And can you compare 20 gallons or 10 gallons of fuel in your gas tank to 1 pound of propane? All I know is I have never seen in the news that there was an explosion from a tractor using propane as a refrigerant or a car using propane as a refrigerant. But I have seen plenty with gasoline. That's pretty common in terms of cars that catch on fire, trucks that catch on fire. Diesel, not so much. Diesel is way safer. Diesel doesn't explode. As a matter of fact, I believe, don't try this. Let me say it a different way. Don't try this. But I believe you could put a match out in diesel fuel, because it's hard to get diesel fuel to ignite. As a matter of fact, it's so hard to get diesel fuel to ignite, it needs a compression ratio of about 16 to 1. And if you ever felt the compressor, the head of a compressor, and don't do that either because you'll burn yourself, the compressor heads on an air compressor get really hot just by compressing air. So hot that if you had a little diesel fuel in there in your air compressor, it would explode. And as a matter of fact, that's what drives diesel engines, that explosion, one after the next. Okay, so this R290, it's the best of all the refrigerants for the environment. Uses less energy, gets colder. Compressors last probably many times longer. Many times. Because they're not working as hard. So, and they don't get as hot. So here's what I found out. That 10 cubic foot true brand refrigerator uses 100 watts. 100 watts. The 23 cubic foot freezer, which is a little more than twice the size, uses like 550 watts. I have a feeling that if I just have this feeling, I can't prove it until I do it, if I do it, that I can get that true brand freezer to go easily 28% less in electricity just by changing one thing, the refrigerant. And it will last longer because it works less hard. Now, why aren't we doing this? Well, we are. We're starting to do this in the United States. So the new true brand refrigeration equipment, freezers, refrigerators, have what they call natural refrigerant. And there's a greenish label on the front of the machine. And I called up True yesterday and I said, I am so impressed. I can't get over it. You guys have done two really neat things. One is you're using propane as a refrigerant, which I really like. And two, the fan that blows air over the coils at the bottom of the refrigerator or the freezer blows backwards for like 10 or 20 seconds. It blows backwards, and then it stops, and then it changes direction. Now think about this. So if it blows backwards, any dust that would have been accumulated from the previous cycle that got stuck on the front of the coils gets blown off every time the compressor starts. It blows it off. And then it stops, and then the fan reverses to its normal direction. Now its normal direction takes the air that goes to the coils and blows it onto the compressor, which is hot, and cools off the compressor. What a great idea. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I'm sick of my shoelaces, my Chinese shoelaces and my leather shoes coming untied all the time. So I fix that. Candle wax. So just rub some candle wax where you tie your shoelaces together. You know, an old candle. It stops it for a while. Works great. Charles, very quickly, any comments? Then we've got Herman on the line. Any comments about what I've said about R290 refrigerant?
No, that's absolutely fascinating. I have an old issue of Counterman magazine where they compared a lot of the alternative refrigerants. And looking at it, I noticed that most of them were hydrocarbon-based, and where they wanted to emit, they don't want people to vent them to the atmosphere, like in wrecking yards and stuff. It seemed to me like it was a valuable product. It shouldn't be thrown away. It could be combusted. And like you say, a second use of anything is always a positive thing.
Yeah, very good. Charles, I'm going to put Herman on next, but I want to say thank you. Anything else you want to say very quickly?
I'll try and get in touch.
Very good. Let me know when you'd like to come on the air and teach a class. If you want to talk about refrigerants, I'm up for it. Thank you so much, Charles.
Thank you.
Herman in Nevada, welcome.
Vincent, hello. I'm glad to hear that you're still working on the detachment, even though I did give you a detachment waiver.
I couldn't find the expiration date.
Okay, so I'll get right to the point real quick. I was going to call in earlier, but I had to get my thoughts together because I'm just overwhelmed on the farm with so many things that need doing. You would know about that. Vincent, I've got some old Coleman 6,250-watt generators back from the old days. Now, you were just a child, but around the turn of the century, there was this thing called Y2K. And, of course, I'm kidding. But I've got these generators. I've also got the Champion Dual Fuel propane, 10,000-watt, 50-amp, a Hobart 4,500-watt, 50-amp for arc welding. I've got all of these generators, but I want to build next to my wellhouse, which I built out of railroad ties so that it would be kinetic proof from projectiles. I wanted to build for sound insulation next to it a smaller version to put my gasoline or propane power generator in for sound deadening. The one thing I'm worried about with the gasoline generators is one time I had a fuel petcock leak. And thank goodness I caught it, because it could have gotten on the hot manifold or the exhaust and caught fire. And I've been trying to think of a way to fire insulate it, but then I came up just a few minutes ago with the idea of putting a fire suppression sprinkler like we have in our shopping centers up on the ceiling. I can pump 20 gallons a minute to it. Your thoughts?
Well, I'd like to get back to the acoustics first. All right, so I have an installation. My son and I built it. And we have a two-cylinder, air-cooled, military surplus generator diesel made by Onan. It weighs about 1,100 pounds. It takes two batteries to start it, two 12-volt batteries, 24-volt system. It's 5,000 watts. So it's, you know, allegedly the same size in output as your Coleman's. But it'll run the whole farm. So, I mean, this thing is a beast. It's the size of a refrigerator on its side. No exaggeration. All right, so it's loud, really loud. So what I did was I hooked up an automotive muffler. So it's just a two-cylinder engine. It's like 9 horsepower. Hooked up an automotive muffler to it, piped it, bent the pump, the pipe, and put it all together, and it's invented it outside.
I already did it. I already did exactly what you said. I got it from Midas 30 years ago. My problem is these Colemans, the Briggs & Stratton and whatever, are noisy mechanical engines, no oil filter, that type of thing. And I do have a workaround, too. I have a four-cylinder Alice Chalmers long-run military diesel in an enclosed trailer, but I think the injector pump or the secondary pump, fuel pump, is not working on it. So I have multiple backups. But the problem with mine is I want to make it kinetic proof in case projectiles fire, and I want to build it. I'm kind of convinced myself to build it out, the enclosure, out of railroad ties. The thing I'm worried about is if the gasoline, which is much more flammable, you know, than diesel, and I don't think the propane will leak because I have 100-pound tanks, and I can put covering over. What I do is I put insulation and clamshell ABS 2 or 3 inch septic line. I clamshell it over for protection, and then I can even, you know, wrap it. But the thing I'm worried about is fire. So, you know, the sprinkler systems that go up in the ceiling of a commercial center.
Yeah, they have a soft metal that melts at a very low temperature, and it sprinkles. Yeah, you know what? I think you ought to avoid all that.
Okay.
And just go to propane. Seriously, and here's why. You're not going to have the leaks with propane. You're only going to start this generator when you can supervise it. You're not talking about the Alice Chalmers diesel. By the way, I think that you probably have air in the fuel injector, so what you could probably do is try to start it, and while you're trying to start it, crack the lines one at a time for each of the fuel injectors, get the line, air out of the line, and probably start. But back to the air-cooled, I think the way to go is propane. You won't have the leaks. You won't need the fire suppression system. Just make sure the propane tank is behind the railroad ties.
Yeah,
or
very good.
Put it behind some other railroad ties. But I wouldn't put the propane tank in where the generator is.
Oh, no.
I think that's the answer. I really do. And propane will be a lot quieter, I believe, than gasoline. Probably 10%, 20% quieter. It's less explosive. Thanks so much. See you tomorrow, class.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.